Last week was International Dark Sky Week, but don't worry if you missed it. You can still enjoy beautiful dark skies year-round in Newfoundland and Labrador at our Dark Sky Preserve located in Terra Nova National Park. David Saunders knows all about Terra Nova's dark side. He's been working at the park since 1990, and he's actually known nowadays as the champion of the dark skies. He joins the program now. Good morning, Mr. Saunders.
Hi, Jerry Lynn. I never thought I'd have that title, Champion of the Dark Sky, but anyway, I'll take it.
I love it. Yeah. Tell us what a dark sky preserve is.
Well, dark sky preserves are protected areas that make a special commitment to protecting and preserving the night. And this is usually done by reducing or eliminating light pollution in all forms. So in Terra Nova National Park, even though, I mean, it's considered by a lot of people to be a relatively dark area, there still were some locations that had offending lights. And to get our certification, we went through a lengthy process that was guided mainly by the Royal Astronomical Society of Canada, in particular the St. John's chapter. And they guided us through a process whereby we had to do an inventory of every external light in Terra Nova National Park, and that includes highway lights, lights in all buildings, lights on walkways, pathways, and to come up with a plan to eliminate where necessary or to remediate in some way. It could possibly be by covering the lights or redirecting the lights or shielding the lights, or in some cases even changing the color temperature of the lights. And we can delve into that a little bit later if you want to. Once that was done, we had to come up with a communication plan to communicate to our campers in Terra Nova National Park, communicate to communities in the local area. We went out to communities and met with mayors in the local area to communicate our initiative. And then we had to complete a lengthy application form. It's about 57 pages long. So this is not something that the Royal Astronomical Society takes lightly. There's only 20 dark sky preserves in the country. Parks Canada administers 13 of these, and the Royal Astronomical Society has been a part of every dark sky preserve designation of these 13.
So, I mean, yeah, I guess when there's streetlights and whatnot, it's hard to see the stars, but who benefits from a dark sky preserve?
Well, you know, for Parks Canada, preserving the night sky is as important as preserving the flora and the fauna and the ecology in the park. Many of the plants, wildlife, and insects rely on darkness for forage. They rely on it to breed and to navigate. So protecting the dark sky not only provides a magical experience for us, but it also protects the ecosystem as well.
And when did Terra Nova get the distinction?
Well, we started working on it, believe it or not. The process was lengthy, very involved and time-consuming. We started working on it back in 2014 when we were approached by the Royal Astronomical Society, and we gained designation. It was in February of 2018. So we did a blitz of programming in the park, signage, community presentations in the area. And, of course, after 2019, then the world shut down. So we're itching to get back into the park again and to start up our programming again now.
You recently shared a story about seeing Darcy Broderick perform at Newman Sound. Can you paint that picture for me one more time?
Over the years, we've had a few performers perform in the park, and Darcy, of course, ranks as one of my favorite, and his ballads are soulful. And it's about 3 years ago now, we had a large concert right at Water's Edge in Newman Sound, not on our outdoor stage, but near Water's Edge. And when Darcy started singing one of his ballads, there was a hush over the crowd, and I looked up into the sky, and I could see the stars in the sky. So this is the one time that a performance or art even came close to the splendor of the sky. But I think they blended so nicely, and it was quite a memorable experience. And like I said, I've been up there a long time, but that's one that stands out in my mind.